Mom's Night Indica features explicit content that may not be suitable for all listeners. With that being said, listener's discretion is advised.
Hi everybody. Not sure if you remember us. I have this girl here and she likes cold vegetables or something. She'll eat them.
But aren't you the one that shit herself at work?
Yes!
Hi guys!
Hi! You're listening to Mom's Night Indica, where we scream into your ear holes and call it entertainment. I'm
because
Summer.
Because it's been forever.
Yeah, it has. Who are you?
I'm Jessica.
Good.
Who are you?
I'm Summer.
Hey! Hi!
This is a really special episode of Mom's Night Indica because we have a fan that lives in Texas. Shut the fuck up!
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
iPhones are bitches, and I forgot that I aggressively screamed at you as you came through the door. We've come a long way from that. I don't know. I was just talking and you came through the door and I just aggressively was like, shut the fuck up. And then I stopped it so no one heard us laugh and it probably sounded really bad. I'll fix that. Maybe.
No, keep it funny.
That's the ongoing joke is every time I say I'll edit that out.
We never
it
do.
It stays.
And it's just us.
It's unique to our show. Our what? Shit show.
Shit show?
Yeah. Our show.
Call it a shit show. I don't think so.
Okay.
It's our super shit show.
Yes.
Do it.
So actually, hi Nate.
Hi Nate.
Oh, we're talking.
Jessica's man. Well, look, you chose to sit at the table. You chose to be in the episode.
You chose to be in the studio.
Oh, we're in the studio.
Nate Dogg. Or no, wait, what did you call yourself coming through Vegas when we stopped at that Burger King? He was like
King Dot Nate.
Yeah, King Dot Nate. I'm the owner's son. It was great.
Free That's chicken fun. Sandwiches, motherfucker.
Oh my god, dude. Sorry, vegans, but I knew I had a bad day the other day when I went to McDonald's on my lunch and all I got was a single McChicken that I didn't eat and a large Coke. And I just like drove and like came back to work and just looked down and was like,
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay, well, now I feel bad because I'm really high. But this was supposed to be a really fun episode because we have this really cute fan. Her name's Julianne.
So cute.
No, I find that really dope.
She goes by Jules.
Texas.
Well, the part that's cute about it is that she probably just found us on Instagram or something, mm-hmm. but she, like, regularly listens.
Let us know how you found us.
Yeah, let me know how you found us. Because the messages you sent me were so fucking nice. Oh my god. But yeah, so we decided to do like a Texas episode.
Yeah!
Houston, maybe. Look, I told Jessica, I was like, hey, you should probably do some research. Like, let's talk about these things. And then I show up like an asshole with nothing.
And here I got my handy dandy notebook.
Notebook and everything.
Did the fuck some work?
Weed.
We did some work.
We got a lot of things going
work,
on.
Work.
Oh, it's time to work. You know.
I'm literally twerking on the chair.
Fun. I like that the only thing I can read from here is Haunted Texas.
Do you see my little ghost?
Yeah, it's cute.
There's some creepy stuff in here.
Fuck yeah, I'm so excited. Devil.
Well, I think I remember what you said. I think you said the Baker Hotel.
Yes.
And El Paso High School.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know shit about shit, so.
All right.
Do tell.
Okay, this El Paso High School, mm-hmm. when I was reading about this place, legit gave me the goosebumps. I want to go here. We need to make a trip to Texas and visit these two places for sure.
Okay, every part of me right now is fighting the urge to sing that song from SpongeBob. You know Sandy Cheeks. I wanna go ho, 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 ho. I wanna go ho. Thank you,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the high school.
Back to business. Gotta pay the bills.
Can you imagine? What if I quit my job and I was like, hey guys, this is my full-time business, so all 80 of you that listen, ah!
I knew that was gonna happen.
God damn it, I cannot. Oh.
Hold on.
I just need to collect myself.
These two are beyond high. Jessica's over here playing with her like hands, doing some shit. And Summer's over here.
That's what I was just doing.
Summer's over here knocking over bongs. I long ago.
Many bongs were hurt in the filming of this. I want so badly for I'll edit that out to not be a thing, but like I don't know how I'm gonna fix that. So.
Summer!
What?
What? It's a fucking thing. We were doing one of our random. Summer, it's a.
Oh my god! What is it? It was a piece of bubble gum.
Piece of bubble gum.
Yum.
Yum, yum, in my bum bum.
Okay, so for one more time, I'm really high and I'm really sorry. But. Please tell me about some haunted stuff in Texas.
El Paso, Texas. Also known as the Lady on the Hill. Because it's up on a mountain and it's like overlooking El Paso.
Okay.
There was a quote. It says, "The unbelievable is to be believed. And the dead are every bit as restless as the living."
Oh, I that, like that.
Creeped me out. That's the really first spooky. Thing I read in the article and I was like, oh,
well, what like is that? It?
So then.
I like that.
During the World Wars.
Yeah.
This place was used as a morgue. Ooh. In the basement, they stored bodies from the Spanish flu outbreak. So this place was just used to store fucking dead bodies.
Gross. That's a lot of disease and a lot of death, a lot of everything hanging out
in that building.
Why would somebody do that to a school?
It wasn't a school.
Why would they put a school?
Right.
But if you think about it, that's how a lot of history has come about.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, there are so many things that you're like, oh, what an innocent thing, or like, oh, what a cool thing, and then you dig deeper and you find out some really fucked up shit happened, and you're like, why?
Well, you're right.
Mm-hmm. You always have that, like, why? But it happens a lot.
So the school is still open to this day.
So it's an actual high school?
It's an actual high school right now.
Okay.
Students have said that they see slime dripping from the ceilings and, like, the walls. They'll see...
Ew.
They'll see, masses of just light, and then they just disappear from the hallways. They hear sounds of pep rallies and games happening.
Wow.
But it's actually, like, not going on.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they're said to be... Oh, wait, I might be getting that one mixed up with the Baker Hotel.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, here it is. One lady said that she saw a little girl in a blue dress standing at the end of the hallway. And there have been, like, multiple sights of her.
Yuck.
And little kids already freaked me out.
Yuck.
Yeah, but the slime dripping from the ceiling, that was disgusting. Like,
that.
Why really, does that happen?
That really creeps me out, and I think it creeps me out the most because I've heard a lot of stories where people will say they've seen it, and there's no trace of it. Like, there's never, like, any damage to the wall. There's no
stain. Right, and that's what they're saying.
There's no, you know what I mean? Like, that's gross, and I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. That was fucking...
Mm-hmm. That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
Speaking of creepy, since it's almost Halloween, Annie rearranged the living room and I love it.
Thank you.
I have this weird itch to, like, use the Ouija board again, but I also don't know that I want to. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really on the fence about it, but a lot of me has been thinking about it lately.
Did we tell you about what happened with shrimps?
With what?
Shrimps?
No.
Okay. So, when we moved in, nothing that stuff happened.
Go on.
So, when that happened, like,
mm-hmm.
that night, we're sitting on the ground literally talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica's smoking. We're just having good old conversation.
Right.
And our door, there's no wind, there's no air.
No air on, no nothing. Open windows.
Yes. Our door was literally being played with. Like
literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd stop it, like, see if the bag or giant bag would move it.
Yeah.
We did that after the fact. Literally, our door was, like, being pushed up against our... It literally got pushed into our closet.
Yeah. Ooh, yuck.
Yeah, it was...
That's weird.
We haven't played the Ouija board since then.
Yeah. But, wait, did you do it that night?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What did you get? Like, what kind of...
God.
Did you get answers?
I don't really remember. To be honest, I don't remember.
I think we talked to, like, 3 different people. Like, it was very vague.
Was it an old man again? The one that we talked to? Because I was curious if we do it again, because it's the same spot, same board, same 3 people, would we get the same spirits and same responses? Or, like, the guy that we made contact with, was that guy a wanderer, a drifter?
It's possible.
That's why I'm curious. That's why I want to do it again. Oh, but
yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, Baker Hotel. Wait, were you done with the high school?
Yeah.
Okay, that's creepy.
Nate found this one. Because I was just like, babe, help me.
I named it off. She was like, oh, I've never heard of that one.
So, okay, because I showed up with nothing when I first got here, I Googled Houston, Texas news, and everything I saw was really violent and depressing.
Yeah.
And it was all breaking news. It was like, a teen got shot at an ATM. He's in critical condition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something else, too. Fatal motorcycle accident. And I was like, oh, this was a bad thing to do.
Texas sounds really bad.
That's well, it's a really, really big state. Like, you have to think about that. Like, I could be talking about one place here, and someone else can say, I live in Texas, but this person lives, like, way down here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you flip that, like, I can be in Nevada, and someone could be 2 states away.
Yep.
So, it's a weird thing. But, yeah, so I have nothing. Sorry.
Sorry.
But thanks for supporting us, Jules. I really appreciate it. Cause
we love you.
I just jumped into doing a podcast because I wanted to, and it's been okay.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Our life is just crazy.
Wild.
So, anyway, Nate found this one. Chug. This is in Mineral Wells, Texas.
Ooh, I like that.
So, in the 1800s, people traveled to the hotel for its healing waters.
So I like that.
This hotel
too.
They had this pool that said to have water that can cure cancer, that can that's just good for you. So celebrities would start coming to this hotel
in the, yeah,
in the later days,
like
such as Bonnie and Clyde.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, the Three Stooges and Judy Garland.
You didn't tell me Three Stooges.
Yeah. Mm. They showed up. So,
I like Judy.
In different parts of the hotel, it said different things seemed to happen. So, like, on the 11th floor, the owner, T.D. Baker, that was his, like, he had a suite up there.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that entire floor always smells like cigars.
Aww.
All the time.
I love that. I love when smells are a thing.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, so, if you're staying there, items are said to disappear from your pockets or from your luggage.
Oh, my God.
And they're all found in his suite, just on the floor. How do you explain that?
That's really weird.
How do you explain that? If no one's coming into your room and getting into your stuff, how does your stuff, and like, let alone your pockets.
Yeah.
It's just weird, right? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he was also said to have a mistress that lived on the 7th floor where she jumped to her death. A lot of people said the affair was a lot on her, so she just killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she's said to be seen roaming around. And
the
way that the people describe her is to a T what she looked like.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
There's also, there's also a bellhop that's said to be seen around.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like a younger bellhop guy.
Mm-hmm.
He had an elevator accident in the 1950s. Mm. He was chopped in half.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do people only see half of him?
It didn't go into like much detail. They just said that they would see a bellhop boy that, again, was described to look identical to what he looked like.
I've heard a lot of stories of, like, you know, people who have been in accidents, like, some guy worked at a factory and, like, got his leg cut off at the knee.
Oh,
like,
right.
People will see, like, amputated feet.
Yeah, or, like, in that Gettysburg area. They'll see, like, the soldiers on the field, like, dead and amputated.
Yeah. So that's, gross.
Right? I don't know. I want to look into that more, but this place has me so, like, I want to go here because it's abandoned. Yeah.
Really?
It's not open anymore. It's completely abandoned. Yeah.
Ooh.
So then there's also a little boy that's said to be roaming around, and he, again, was described to a T of what this little boy looked like. He was taken there for the mineral waters because he had leukemia, and then when he was in the hotel, trying to cure himself, he passed away in the hotel.
Aww.
Yeah, so he's said to be wandering around as well.
Aww.
Yeah, so that place, I want to visit. Sounds like so much fun.
Right?
I wonder if the water is still there.
Ooh, that'd be really creepy.
Yeah. Because I guess in Mineral Wells, Texas, there's, like, people still drink the water because they believe it has healing
powers.
Powers.
Nifty.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into this. I'm intrigued now.
I wonder if she knows about any of them.
Tell us.
If you do.
Tell your friends.
Let us know.
To.
There was some episodes on.
Tell us things.
Ghost Adventures. There's some stuff on.
So speaking of Ghost Adventures.
Zach Bagelbites.
Oh, no. So, listen. I get it. Because he's Zach Bagans of Ghost Adventures. So. This was a really Zach Bagans thing of him to say. Zach Bagelbites. Some like 9-10 year old boy, the sweetest, cutest little thing, was dressed in all black, big old black rim fucking glasses, and like had a little cardboard like with a foam spear looking like spirit box that him and his mom made.
Did he have a faux hawk?
I don't know, but it was so fucking cute, and his shirt said Ghost Hunter.
Oh my god. Ghost
Fuck
Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
But Zach is on the show Ghost Adventures. And
not
so
Ghost Hunters.
It was like a whole thing on Twitter because Zach retweeted the link. So his mom posted it on Twitter, the kid's mom, and Zach retweeted her tweet and was like, hey, great costume, but wrong show. Or like wrong shirt.
Wrong show.
Just
that's the greatest thing ever.
It like spun people out of control. Some lady was like, you know, Zach, you're his hero, and you should think about the fact that maybe you're on Ghost Adventures, but you are a ghost hunter. And I was like,
fuck,
I want what she's having.
Serious.
She sounds like that, like a lady in her 40s.
Dude, it was, I was at work, and I was just on my break, and I got on Twitter, and I saw that, and I just, like,
laughed
by
myself. That's the greatest thing
ever. Yeah, it was really fun.
Oh, my God.
It's funny.
Oh, man.
You were going to say something about Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, what were
you
going
to
say?
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I thought you guys were trying to do, talk about an episode from Ghost Adventures.
Yeah. Well.
It's like a church or something.
What is?
Like a, what do you call those? Do you guys ever do those projects where you had to rebuild, like a church? Or
mm-mm.
A village.
Mm-mm.
So dope, I wanted to do it.
No.
I have no idea where you're...
Me either.
What any of that means. But I don't remember. There is... It was like a side thought to my other thought. But you said Ghost Adventures, and they are doing like a Halloween thing this month where they're going to a bunch of like serial killer attached energy places.
Speaking of which, that's what I was going to say.
Bless
Zach it. Bagans just bought Charles Manson's house.
What?
John Wayne Gacy's is up for sale right now,
yeah.
And it's like $400,000. It's only
yeah.
$400,000.
Uh-huh.
What is this?
John Wayne Gacy was a
the killer clown.
Killer. Uh-huh.
He was the one that, like, roped in young men. I'd say, like, I want to say his youngest victim was maybe, like, 13 or 14.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And
yeah.
his older victims were, like, in their late 20s. But, yeah, he was, like, and because I listen to a lot of podcasts and they talk about, like, the psychology of it, he very much was a serial killer. Like, he really was a psychopath, and he had that, I'm a class A citizen and I'm a great dude and I drive a car that looks like a cop car because I'm good to go, fellas. Like, he really portrayed this like just your average Joe working and doing well, and he was like convincing young men like, oh, I have a job for you, or like, oh, I'm what was it? Pogo
yeah,
the
Pogo
clown?
Pogo the clown.
Yeah, so he would dress as a clown and do, like, children's parties.
Fuck no.
Yeah, and, like,
yeah.
Different...
This is why I don't like clowns.
Different things for people to trust him, and then he would be like, let me show you a trick, and turn boys around and handcuff them, and rape them and strangle them to death. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
How do you guys find out about this shit?
Because it happened?
It happened.
I don't look around... That shit.
But we're just, like, interested in it.
I've always had... I think because I'm so empathetic and I'm so sensitive to all the energies that occur around me, I have an interest in, like, what happened.
What went through their head? And
not necessarily, like, what's going through the victim's head, because you kind of have an idea, and it's, like, it's very scary, but it's more of, like, the person who did this, why did they do it? And is there a correlation with all the victims? Like, why are the victims the victims? You know what I mean? Like, it's just fascinating, mm-hmm. and it's, I don't know, there's a lot of people into true crime and paranormal, and they go so hand in hand, and I don't know how to explain it, yeah. But anyway, so Ghost Adventures this whole month they did H.H. Holmes's house, they did the prison that John Wayne Gacy went to and was executed in.
Yep.
They did, I want to say his name was Jake Bird, something Bird. He was a black man that was a serial killer.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different guy.
He was in...
I'm thinking of someone from Alcatraz. Okay. Birdman, that's who I'm thinking of.
Okay. He, Jake Bird was in that prison that is, like, on a attorney thing.
What?
Yeah, so the cell is literally like this, and so it consistently spins, and at only one point every single day can you get in and out. Or something like that. Like, it's really fucking weird.
What? Where is this prison?
I don't remember. I would have to look it up. Yeah, so they did that one, and I'm probably wrong on that. I'll look it up and fix that. But the last one, and I believe it's going to be this Saturday night, is Bundy. And I don't know where they're going.
Yes.
I don't know if they're going to that penitentiary in Florida where he was executed, or if they're going to, like, that fraternity house. Where the girls were murdered. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do for it, but I want to watch it.
This school is weird looking.
Well, I don't know.
Creepy, huh?
I don't know if they would go into there, because the girls weren't murdered there.
The sorority girls, he killed them in their beds. He took logs from outside and...
Right. Yeah. And then he took one, right? Like, he took a girl and then he murdered her.
I don't know.
It was something along the lines of that. That light just got so much brighter. It's because of heater. Yeah. Look up prison with
Jake Bird. Hold that thought. Okay, then. I looked it up, and it's actually called the Squirrel Cage Jail. It is in Iowa. And I was right on the guy. His name was Jake Bird, and he was there. But, yeah, it's some weird, like... spinning mechanism prison cell. It's really fucking weird. Yeah, and, like, I wasn't really clear on what the jailer or who the jailer is, per se, but he wasn't the warden, but he had an apartment, like, on top, too.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's, like, it was kind of hard to follow, but it's an interesting episode.
I want to watch those.
They are... We have charters, so we just watch what's on demand, because they haven't put anything new on Hulu in so long, and I don't think they will.
Yeah.
Come on, Hulu.
Forever. Come on, Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu.
Give us more Ghost Adventures.
Hulu.
Hulu.
Actually, my friend Devin said that to me one time, and I had never heard anyone say it like that, and I just out of nowhere laughed so fucking hard, because it just really got me, and now I can't stop saying Hulu.
Hulu.
Instead of Hulu.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that we're the type of friends where we can just drink off of each other's juice cartons at each other's houses.
Yeah, just look at this. Everybody's drinking off
cartons. Except for me. I got my little cup over here.
Because I know. She poured her jug into a cup.
I did it for you guys because I'm sick. I have a 2-year-old and I catch everything that they bring home.
I already had it. And I missed a lot of work. It was your cat.
Oh, I was like, are we having an earthquake?
Earthquake.
I felt an earthquake here in Fernley. I was living over in my apartment over there.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting down, and I hadn't had Flynn yet. And all of a sudden, literally everything in my apartment started shaking. My TV was mounted up on the wall, and it was literally, like, shaking.
I think I remember people in Reno freaking out.
It was big.
About an earthquake.
It
yeah.
was really big.
Oh, yeah. And I remember I was living in Spanish Springs, I think, still. No, wait. You had Flynn 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I was, but I do remember at one point at my grandma's when I was in Spanish Springs, I was laying in bed and it felt like the whole garage was shaking because I lived in that, like, back house
quote yeah. house thing, mother-in-law quarters. But it wasn't just the wind, you know what I mean? Like, that thing was sturdy, and I remember one time sitting up in bed and going, whoa.
Yeah, because it lasted a good while. And wow. I was just, and I was home alone. I think Brooklyn was upstairs sleeping.
He was a bobby pin.
Bobby pin?
Yeah.
I was terrified. It was so scary. I just remember sitting on the couch.
Fucking scary.
Fucking scary. Earthquake.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
Are you tired though? Like, are you doing okay?
Oh my gosh, I'm so fucking tired all the time. Literally all the time. Nate and I will try to lay in bed and watch a movie and I'm fucking zonked out.
Yeah, I end up falling asleep on the couch and Josh wakes me up to come to bed and then I wake back up in the morning back on the couch because I toss and turn a lot in my sleep.
Right, yeah.
And so I don't want to like wake Josh up and like keep him up. So I just sleep on the couch and it's honestly really nice on my back. So.
Oh yeah, no, I remember Nate and I would wake up and you'd be on the couch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It happens. I want to smoke this blunt, but I don't want to hurt myself.
You come and smoke this black one.
I said I don't want to hurt myself. Hi, kitty cat.
Tahoe. We got a cat. Her name is Tahoe.
The only time you're allowed on the table.
Not even, stupida. You're not allowed on the table.
Not even, stupida.
Here.
I'm good.
Okay. Boo.
Boo.
Kitty cat. Kitty cat.
Boo, you whore.
Yeah. It's like I'm tired, but I'm not.
I'm like exhausted.
Want a shotgun, babe? Good shotgun.
I gotta figure out how to outro. Follow us on social media. I check it every now and again. I do. It's at @MNI_podcast. We have Instagram and Twitter.
I will send you pictures of both of these places.
Yeah.
So you can post them.
Yeah, I need to be better about social media.
Oh! I missed a huge fucking little tab in my notes. Yep. I'm not in high school anymore, so I forgot how to read notes.
Yep, I bet.
Anyway, there is this picture from the school.
Mm-hmm.
It is from...
Was it like a ghost picture?
Yes. Oh, it's from 1985. It's a class picture of 1985.
Oh.
No one knew who this girl was in this photo. No one could recognize her. And you can see... She's completely different from everyone else.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so I'll send that one to you also.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
It's creepy. Yeah. You can tell, like, she just looks, her face looks distorted. Like, she's missing part of her head.
Yes. Like, that's the first thing I noticed. And it's all black right here.
And you can just tell. She's just, like, she's not smiling. She's just...
Yeah.
At you. Oh, my God!
I knew he was there, and I was just waiting for you to notice.
I didn't notice. There, I found a picture from the school. There's a 1985 class picture. No one knew who this girl was. And look, like, when you zoom in, it looks like she's missing a chunk of her head.
And look at how close together and how black her eye holes are.
Like, she's not smiling. She's just going.
It's creepy.
It feels like if you stare at it for too long, she's like going to take my soul.
Yes, dude. I had to look away because I was like, I feel like if I look any longer, something bad is going to happen to me.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
And then you get like super close in the picture.
Yeah.
And she's like, hi. What? No, that was just the only picture, and, like, no one knew who she was. The school from El Paso High School, the class of 1985.
Crazy.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to send you this picture, so it's off of my phone. So it's on your phone now, bitch.
You suck.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, duh. What if one day we had merch? That'd be fun.
That'd be so cool.
What if one day people gave a shat about our fucking podcast? Oh my god.
We got a super fan.
I know, Jules, you're the freaking best.
I want all of you forever. You and me, every day.
This is the part where we show each other memes and I go, fuck, I gotta go home now.
Well, guys, it's been fun.
It's been real.
I'm so glad we finally got together for a podcast. It's been a hot fucking minute.
It's been over a month since I've released anything.
Life has been a fucking
mess. I know.
It's like that pile of laundry that you just keep throwing clothes in and they just keep piling and piling.
I knew that I just had given up. When I had, like, done clothes on Sunday and, like, threw all the clean clothes on my bed and went to bed that night and, like, shoved them all off onto the floor and then got up, made the bed the next morning, put them all back on the bed and was like, I'll do these when I get home. And then went to bed that night and shoved them all off. And I think I did that until Thursday and I was like, oh my god, I have to.
Oh, I'm so fucking thankful for Nate.
Yeah, Josh is a pretty solid partner. He does help out a lot and like just kind of take the initiative to do things that he knows I won't.
Right.
And I just do all the little shit that I know he's not going to. So, what are you saying? You're outside of the fucking window, bro. What? Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Naruto run. Naruto run?
Naruto run?
Whatever.
Whoever. I don't know. Did you go to the Area 51 raid?
We're meant to be together. I'll be there and you'll be near. And that's the deal, my dear. Yes!
Shakira.
Oh, I'm on tonight. Please, I'm fucking tired.
Oh. Okay.
What a thing to be a mom. Do we have any moms that listen to us?
Probably.
Ugh.
God.
This Kay. Is it. You get to see our life as being moms.
Oh, yeah. I made a weed tube, and I made one video on my phone, and it sucked because my phone sucked.
Can I please see it?
I deleted it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I made a weed tube, and so I want us to actually do stuff at some point. That's a really cute little spider.
I tried drawing him, but his legs completely...
I'm gonna post that on... Instagram as well.
Okay.
Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for the support. Okay then. Bye.